The Yak Babies proudly present the Emi Machine. From English to Igbo to Maori and back again to English. Children are happy to take English resources to go and listen to English.
It's another Emi game here on Yuck Babies, the Patreon bonus episodes. This one is tied to our episode about beginnings. We talked about beginnings of novels and what we like and don't like about them. This Emi sees us finding famous beginning lines of novels, going through the Emi factory, and see what happens. We'll do the same process as usual. We'll go around, you know, we'll do like round robin style. So if it's your turn, you can get, let's say, 100 points for getting it outright. And then if you need, or if you pass, the next person gets a translation, that's 50 points. And then third person, if the second person passes, the third person gets the author's name. And then if you can't get it from there, then you're screwed. So 100 points for the full on, 50 points for the half version, 25 for the third version, and nothing for the last one. These are taken from no single source. They're just famous first lines of novels from various publications. The Guardian, the Modern Library, different people. You'll know, I think, 100% of them. So nothing too outrageous here. Who went first last time in the last Emi? Brick?
Yeah.
All right. Nico, you're going first. Here's the Emi line. This is the first line of the novel. Years later, as he was fleeing with the army, Colonel Aurelio Buendia recalled in the afternoon when his father took him to see Sugar.
I'm going to say Catch-22, but I don't think that's it.
Incorrect.
I have a question.
Passing to, yes.
Can I steal that and not get the translation and still get 100 points?
Yeah, let's say that. Yeah, sure.
Okay, 100 years of solitude.
Yeah. Yes. Garcia Marquez. Gabriel Garcia Marquez. The real line. Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice, not sugar. So a surprising switch there from the Emi. Very good. Dave, you're up this time. Number two. It's nice to burn.
I have to go with Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah. Ooh, good. Right on.
Oh, man. That's a commanding start.
By Red Berry. Actual line, it was a pleasure to burn. So pretty close. Brick, you ready? Here's the Emi line. When I was a teenager and my father gave me some advice that I have changed into my heart ever since. You always feel that you are going to be opposed to anyone, he said. He told me, remember that everyone in this world is not the value you have received. Technically two lines, but the opening two lines of that novel. When I was a teenager and my father gave me some advice that I had changed into my heart ever since. You always feel that you are going to oppose anyone, he said. He told me, remember that everyone in this world is not the value that you have received.
Catcher in the Rye?
Not bad. Not a bad guess, but not right. Nico?
It's a translation.
In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I have always been turning over in my mind ever since. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, he told me, just remember that all the people in the world have not had the advantages that you've had.
Great Gatsby?
Correct.
Oh.
That's 50 points for Nico.
Well done.
Yes, very good. Nico, your start.
Right.
The Emi quote. Obviously, worldwide, a rich man or woman. This one's pretty good.
I gotta take the translation.
All right, for 50. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife.
Oh, god damn it.
Which one is it?
Can I get the author too?
Jane Austen.
Pride and Prejudice.
Yes. 25. Okay, Dave. Emi quote. If you want to hear that, the first thing you need to know is where I was born, what I dreamed, and how my parents lived with everyone before me, and everything of the David the Copperfield leg, but I did not want to go in if you wanted to know the truth.
Repeat that, please.
Yeah. If you want to hear that, the first thing you need to know is where I was born, what I dreamed, and how my parents lived with everyone before me, and everything of David the Copperfield leg, but I did not want to go in if you wanted to know the truth.
David the Copperfield?
Yeah. You can't take translation.
Okay, I will do that.
If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born and what my lousy childhood was like and how my parents were occupied and all before they had me. I know that David Copperfield kind of crap, but I don't feel like going into it if you want to know the truth.
Catcher in the Rye.
Yes. 25 points for Dave.
I hope you were just going to guess David Copperfield.
Yeah. David the Copperfield. Yeah.
Seen the trap.
All right, Brick.
All right.
This one's tough, so
great.
Buckle up. On one occasion, at a good time, a groom went down the road, and his fire fell in the road and met the boy who was suffering.
Portrait of the Artist of a Young Man.
Holy shit, wow. Yeah. Good work. Actual quote. Just a refresher, the Emi quote is, "On one occasion at a good time, a groom went down the road and this fire fell on the road and bent the boy cow. Who was suffering." The actual quote is, "Once upon a time and a very good time, there was a moo cow coming down the road, and the moo cow that was coming down along the road met a nice and young boy named Baby Tucku."
Like, I love that
fucking of that shit. That was good. Good work. Okay, Nico, you're first. Love is the first step.
Fuck. Translation.
It was Love at First Sight.
Author.
Joseph Heller.
Catch 22.
Yeah, pretty close to that one. Dave, over the next few years, informing researchers and newsletters and the booklet, Sam Clay wants to show who likes code Joe Cavalier when his son, Mark, carries an airline known as Brooklyn, New York, and has the security and dreams of Harry Houdini.
Translate.
What? It's got the name in the fucking quote still.
It does have both names in it. In later years, holding forth to an interviewer or to an audience of aging fans at a comic book convention, Sam Clay liked to declare apropos of his and Joe Cavalier's great creation.
Okay. Yeah.
That back when he was a boy, sealed and hogtied inside the airtight vessel known as Brooklyn.
What's the full title, Dave?
Oh, yeah, the Adventures of Cavalier and Clay?
Yeah.
No, it's the Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay.
A future Yak Babies group read, possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
It's not the Amazing Adventures?
I think it's just the Adventures. Let's check.
I think it's the Amazing.
Right. Point for Brick.
This is under protest.
Okay, yeah, you get an extra point for that, Brick. Good job.
Just 1 point.
Sorry, yeah. I'm still losing.
Yeah. Okay, Brick, this is yours.
Give me more joys.
This one's tough. In the village, there are two people living together.
In the village, there are two people living together?
That's right. You need translation.
Yeah, but I need the point. In the village, there are two people living together. All right, give me a translation.
In the town, there were two mutes, and they were always together.
Two utes?
Mutes, M-U-T-E-S.
That doesn't help me at all. There were two mutes.
Mm-hmm.
The two utes.
Two utes. Scarlet Letter.
Incorrect. Nico, you want to steal that one?
Yes, I do, but I don't know if I can. Author?
Uh-huh. Author? Carson McCullers.
All the Pretty Horses?
Mm-mm, that's McCarthy, right? Dave, you want to steal it?
Yeah.
For 25 points?
I mean, she has the one book.
Well, it's just a couple, but the major one.
The only one that's well known.
Yeah. Celebrated novel. Really good.
Yeah, fuck.
Really sad.
Fuck.
You're almost there. I heard it.
The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
Yep.
Boy.
25. Brick.
I think it's Nico.
Oh, Nico.
I'll be honest.
Okay. Nico, you ready?
Yeah.
1 point for honesty.
I'm honest.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Give me a
Cavalier. Actually, 17 points.
Give me 17 points. Oh, I'm back in it.
Yeah. Give me a Cavalier and Clay.
This might be pretty easy. 10, 11, put on your thinking cap.
14, yes. 16, that's what 17. I need.
Here's the Emi. The best time, the worst time.
Right,
the age of wisdom, the age of the easiest. Time of faith, the worship period, so the moon, deep. Time of darkness, the source of hope, and is the winter of darkness.
Tale of Two Cities.
Actual quote. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair.
You say epoch. I say epic.
Oh, wow. I say epoch.
I think both are acceptable.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up, Dave.
Apogee is not.
I like the age of the easiest.
Apogee.
Apogee is a different thing, right?
Yeah.
You gave Nico an author who's on his team.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
collusion.
True.
Yeah. And guess what? He's my designated hitter.
So it worked out. Dave, this is for you. This one's tough. Emi, with towel, tropical heat, heat killed Rosenbergs, and did not know how to work in New York.
Translation.
It was a queer, sultry summer, the summer they executed the Rosenbergs, and I didn't know what I was doing in New York.
I feel like I know this.
Yeah, it's pretty famous. I would say it maybe hits one of our blind spots as a podcast.
Author.
Sylvia Plath.
Bell Jar.
Mm-hmm. 25 for Dave. Break. No one believes at the end of the 19th century, when the world is higher than human comprehension, but in man. Since people are having problems, they will be tested and realize that people with microscopes can look at rare things and get up in drought of water.
Feel like I'm getting thrown off by the 19th century.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dune.
Not Dune. No, good guess, though.
Not Dune. All right. Can I get a score update before I...
Yeah, Dave has got 14. Nico has 9. And thanks to that 17-point bonus, I have 20.
Wait, I thought we were doing 100 points was the scale.
Oh, yeah. Everything's times 25. I converted it.
Yeah, so your 17-point bonus didn't convert, huh? That's horseshit.
Oh no, so that's 20 times 25 is a lot.
This is bullshit. All right. Since I'm in last, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to say Atlas Shrugged.
Incorrect, but good, not a bad guess, though. Dave, you want to guess that?
Just the translation.
Yeah. No one would have believed in the year, last years of the 19th century that this world was being watched keenly and closely by intelligences greater than man's and yet as moral as his own. That as men busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
It sounds like Ayn Rand.
Fucking idea.
It kind of does, actually.
Animal Farm.
Mm-mm. War of the Worlds.
Yes, correct.
Mm.
That's a 50 point?
He goes all the way back around?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get it at the actual level, you still get 50 points no matter what.
Feels like the rules are fluid.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally. It's a point free. My scoring for these games is point. I'm point slot. So like
I just
points,
didn't
whatever.
Know that it went all the way. Like I thought we got around, and then
it goes forever, Nico.
Okay,
goes until someone gets it.
Yeah,
all right.
Who started that one? Was that
Nico's up?
Okay, Nico's up.
Yeah. I started and ended it.
Okay,
the alpha omega of this game.
That's my confusion.
Two more for this one. Emi quote: in April, months and 13 months have.
Fuck. Translation.
It was a bright day in April, and the clocks were striking 13.
Yeah, I don't know it. Author?
George Orwell.
Come on. Sorry?
George Orwell.
1984.
Yep. Emi quote. Today I drink coffee and milk, but see snow.
Translation.
Today I've been drinking instant coffee and pet milk and watching it snow.
Right, get out of here. Pet milk.
There that was a go. Gimme.
Negative 200.
I mean, I thought of it when you said that, but...
That wasn't on any list. I just did it when they were fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Pretty good. They were surprisingly close. These lines weren't too far off that I was thought they would be or expecting. All right. Bye.
Wait. Scores?
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like doing math, so if someone wants to, they can. Nico had 10 times 25.
It's David 250.
David had 16 times 25.
400.
That's...
And I had 22 times 25.
That's 110. Yeah, I feel like that's completely wrong.
How about we're all winners?
The actual winner is Dave.
Nice. Obviously. Good work, Dave.
Thank you. Collusion.
Yeah, oh, totally. There was definitely a gimme in there for Dave, for sure, at the very end.
Even without that, Dave was ahead by quite a bit.
Yeah. We should do an EME tournament. We should standardize the rules of EME and then, publicize it and make it a thing.
Yeah, I'm sure many people would be interested. We could do an EME fantasy draft.
Oh, yeah.
We could find a way to do like a play-along EME for the list.
Yeah, we've talked about doing like an EME app, and I think it's definitely within our grasp if we just had the momentum.
Did you sign us off yet?
3, 2, 1.
Kind of. Bye.
Let's do it again and see if we can remember
the whole thing.
Yeah.
The
whole EME. Yeah, where are we even recording?
Oh, no, we weren't. No shit, really?